From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Women's professional basketball is making a historic return to Philly. And no, I'm not talking about the WNBA team slated for 2030. I'm referring to Unrivaled, the women's 3-on-3 pro league that will host back-to-back games at the Xfinity Mobile Arena on January 30th of 2026. That date will mark the first time women's pro basketball has been played in this city since 1998. The milestone comes thanks in large part to the grassroots work of the Philadelphia Sisters, led by comedian and producer Wanda Sykes and her wife, Alex Sykes. I caught up with Alex Sykes and Alex Bazell, president of Unrivaled, at Love Park Thursday, where hundreds showed up for the big announcement. I started by asking Alex Sykes about the effort to bring a WNBA team and now Unrivaled to Philadelphia.
We were having, you know, a beer around the fireplace and just saying, why don't we have a team here in Philadelphia? It's insane. And we just made it happen with all of these people around. You know, like people just did it from, we didn't pay people. We just like tried to convince them, you know, years after years. I mean, we worked so hard to make this happen. It didn't just happen, right? And every step of the way, we took some days off. We have jobs. You know, we still have, you know, full-time jobs. We have kids. We have, you know, our lives. And we made it, you know, happen. So it tells me it's inspirational because that made me think, you know, if we can do it, anybody can do it. Any city can do it. Bring, you know, women's sports, because the momentum is now. The momentum is happening. It's just like, do it. We already sold 5,000 tickets within half an hour. And I'm sure it's probably around 6,000 or 7,000 tickets today. It's going to be sold out before you know it.
That 5,000 tickets, when they said that, I saw everybody's face on stage, including yours. The shock, but not shock. But not shock. Because it's a big bet to say Philadelphia be first. So it has to be. Making it sold out says what, do you think?
Well, he says, like, you know, Philadelphia is hungry for sports. It's hungry for, you know, women's sports. And it tells, you know, a lot about Philadelphia. You know, Philadelphia is seen to me like, I don't understand. It feels like it's a flyover city. It's always D.C. and New York. And people are like, oh, Philadelphia. I'm like, yeah, we are here. Come. Trust us. You know, like, give us a chance. And Unrivaled has done that. You know, they trusted us. And by, you know, by I think it's just going to inspire other, you know, leagues, other, you know, players, other, you know, to come here to Philadelphia and look at, you know, Philadelphia like, you know, the sports town that it is, you know, with male, you know, and female, you know, together. And, you know, just bring, you know, a women's team here means the world to me.
And this is sort of like the build up to what we've all been waiting for 5 years from now. So how do you see that? It's all connected.
It's all connected. And, you know, to us, you know, it's only going to show how, you know, the WNBA can come and NWSL can come and boxing events and other leagues and volleyball and rugby. Everybody can, well, you know, is welcome to come here and play here. And that's what we want to make happen.
That was Alex Sykes, wife of Wanda Sykes and co-leader of the Philadelphia Sisters, a group that has been fighting for years to bring women's pro basketball back to Philadelphia. What will fans actually see on the court on January 30th, and how does Unrivaled fit into the bigger moment women's sports are having right now? I put those questions to Alex Bazell, president of Unrivaled, and I started by asking him how Unrivaled games will differ from what fans are used to seeing when they watch WNBA games.
The synergies between us and the WNBA, it's the best players in the world. It's the best players from the WNBA. So what's different about our sport, it's 3-on-3, it's a short and full court, but it's high energy. It's high energy, it's high impact. You're going to see back-to-back games in a night. You know, you're going to show up and watch two games of high-caliber players for the time that you usually come up and show one and watch one game. So we're really excited to roll out not just two teams, but four teams of the best players in the world.
Very cool. And Unrivaled as a league is different because the women have a stake in it. Explain how that works and how that is a standout thing in sports generally.
Yeah, I think you see such incredible momentum of the investment into sports in general. You see the rising valuations of how big these leagues are becoming, how powerful they're becoming. But very rarely do you have alignment with the athletes having that upside. So for us, there were two things that were fundamental. Number one, we wanted the best players in the world. We wanted the best players in the world. But two, we wanted those players to be the owners. These are the decision makers. These are the ones driving the crowds, driving the excitement, driving merchandise, driving sponsorships. So we created a vision where the players are actually our largest ownership group. And we are building not just on-court wealth, but off-court wealth. You know, we're really excited. We have the highest average salaries across all women's sports in professional sports. And, you know, we just came out with our new valuation of $340 million that was happened in a year. And the players are a testament to that. And they're seeing the upside of that.
By the way, Alex Bazell's wife, Nafisa Collier, is a WNBA superstar and co-founder of Unrivaled. She went viral this week, calling out WNBA leadership. Take a listen to some of her remarks.
The league has a buzzword that they've rolled out as talking points for the CBA as to why they can't pay the players what we're worth. That word is sustainability. But what's truly unsustainable is keeping a good product on the floor while allowing officials to lose control of games. Fans see it every night. Coaches, both winning and losing, point it out every night in pregame and postgame media. Yet leadership just issues fines and looks the other way. They ignore the issues that everyone inside the game is begging to be fixed. That is negligence.
And she's getting so much support from WNBA players. So you know I had to ask Alex Bazell about his wife's comments.
My wife is, she's full of grace. She's so elegant in what she does. She's a natural leader. She didn't choose the position. The position chose her. And I'm just excited to be able to support her. You know, so what, everything she says is from the heart. It's from experience. It's from the truth. And I think it's important that sometimes when you're not getting where you want to privately, it needs to turn into a public conversation. So I fully support everything she says. Obviously, you know, I chose to be with her for life and chose to build a family with her. And, you know, she's literally the best person I know. So I couldn't be more proud of her. You've obviously seen the support from the players behind her. You know, and that's the thing. This isn't about one player. It's about a larger mission. So to see those players come together in such a unique way, everyone has their moment, right? So 2 days ago was Nafisa's moment, but every player has that moment where they kind of take the lead. And that's what's really, really cool about this sport and about this game.
The other thing that I think stands out about this sport and this game is that it gives players, and we heard people talk about this, a chance to play at home during the off season.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? Because Brittany Griner, who was mentioned during the speeches today, I mean, she risked her life. I mean, going overseas. This allows players to play at home.
It does. Well, it's such a testament to, you know, we've experienced it all. We've lived overseas. She's played overseas. She's played in the WNBA. And there's problems that need to be addressed. And instead of complaining about those problems, we try to create a solution to those problems. Because it wasn't just for one player, it's for every player. And I think more than anything else, there was an access problem for fans, right? They would go dark in the sport for 6 months of their favorite players. And that, to me, stunts the growth of the entire game. So we play what I feel is a very instrumental role in keeping the spotlight on the best players in the world. And yes, to your point, keeping them home. And I think what we're trying to do here is, you know, we have a young daughter who's three and a half years old. So what the women always tell me is they want their daughters to grow up without any ceilings that they had to grow up with. So I think it's really important that hopefully the world that we're building for the next generation of young girls is not the same world in which every young woman has gone through in their lifetime.
That was Alex Bazell, president of Unrivaled, a 3-on-3 professional women's basketball league. They'll be kicking off their second season in Philadelphia on January 30th at Xfinity Live Arena. One of the players who will take the court is Philadelphia native and WNBA champion Natasha Cloud. You can find out more about the league at unrivaled.basketball. Studio 2 airs live Mondays through Thursdays at noon on WHYY 90.9 FM and streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Our show is produced by Debbie Builder and Andreas Copes. From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.